14-20 sacks. James the First out gies a croon letter, commanding all sheriffs, provosts and baileys in court, kirk and merket, where oftest happens congregation of people openly. You gare be read and cry it, and also in the court of prelates, earls, barons, and of all other hafen courts. The whilks we will, that be you the copy be given of their statutes, say that they hafe nae mater then till excuse of the ignorance of them. Or, say that his laws is read out to the folk gathered, and naebdy mak own ignorance of them. 14-26. The last document that we ken was written in Northern in Orkney is a complaint again Dovot Mingus of Wheam, that was a Scots official working for the Dens Croon. The document has intel traces of both Dens and Scots in its language. 14-38. The Book of Alexander is the oldest romance in Scots that can be dated. Lightly sprung out a French original, it deals with the life of Alessandre of Macedon. The author is unkent. 14-39. The first written Scots that we ken was gien out by a Lord of the Isles is the yin granted by Lord Alessandre MacDonald at Inverness in favour of Alessandre Sutherland. Among the witnesses was Lachlan MacLean of Duart and John MacLeod of Dunvegan. About 1440, the Augustinian friar and poet Osbern Bokenham, for the sooth of England, described the speech of the Northern Ingles folk as Fremit and Unca, partly a cause of their nighness onto the Scots, or nearness to the Scots, a runabout comment on the Sindar language of Scotland. 1440-1447. Walter Bower, canon at Inchcolm Abbey, writes his Latin History of Scotland, cried Scotty Chronicon. In Book 16, Bower states that when James I was ta'en by the Southron in 1406, he had a fash understanding the lead of Henry the Fourth's household. About 1448, the Book of the Hulit is finished by scriver Richard Holland, secretary and chaplain to Archibald Douglas, Earl of Murray. This comic allegory in Scots was dedicated to Murray's wife, Elizabeth Dunbar, Countess of Murray.